Naked in Death by J.D. Robb. What's past is prologue. William Shakespeare. Violence is as American as cherry pie. Rap, Hubert Gerald Brown. Chapter 1. She woke in the dark. Through the slats on the window shades, the first murky hint of dawn slipped, slanting shadowy bars over the bed. It was like waking in a cell. For a moment she simply lay there, shuddering, imprisoned, while the dream faded. After 10 years on the force, Eve still had dreams. 6 hours before, she'd killed a man, had watched death creep into his eyes. It wasn't the first time she'd exercised maximum force or dreamed. She'd learned to accept the action and the consequences. But it was the child that haunted her. The child she hadn't been in time to save. The child whose screams had echoed in the dreams with her own. All the blood, Eve thought, scrubbing sweat from her face with her hands. Such a small little girl to have had so much blood in her. And she knew it was vital that she push it aside. Standard departmental procedure meant that she would spend the morning in testing. Any officer whose discharge of weapon resulted in termination of life was required to undergo emotional and psychiatric clearance before resuming duty. Eve considered the tests a mild pain in the ass. She would beat them, as she'd beaten them before. When she rose, the overheads went automatically to low setting, lighting her way into the bath. She winced once at a reflection. Her eyes were swollen from lack of sleep.